Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. I know there are times when I just do not want to get up and take Sugar and Zoe for a walk. I'd like to get that extra 20 minutes of sleep, but that doesn't work for them. And I'm really cognizant of the impact it has not only on them, but also myself. I reached out to a good friend of Pet World Insider, Tricia Montgomery. She's the founder and president of Canine Fit Club. And I wanted to kind of talk about some of the statistics behind what's going on in the world for us right now in terms of fitness and health. So, Tricia, welcome back to the show. We really appreciate you being on.
Thanks for having me. You know, we think about statistics for obesity and related to children and to adults and to dogs, and it is staggering. Right now, there's about over 40 million obese dogs in the country and about 312 million people that are overweight, obese, or morbidly obese. And it is the mission of Canine Fit Club to provide these people and pets a new leash on life. And we do this through exercise, nutrition, and through fun.
I love that. And I love that you pointed out nutrition. You can work out 24 hours a day. If you're eating the wrong things, you're not going to see the results that you otherwise would if you're using proper nutrition. And that's both for you and your pets. So
that is correct. That is correct. You know, it's a stool. We have emotional content. We have physical content. And we've got nutritional content. And we've also got mental content. And so it's really extremely important that you find out really what's going on with those people. That, you know, there may be something that, whether it's health-related, whether it's a block mentally, that's what Canine Fit Club does. We kind of find out the real story behind people and what's caused them to be this way. You know, you think about children as well. We as a nation have become more and more obese, and our pets have gotten fatter beside us. And right now we're working with school systems and going in and teaching classes and having the kids come and work out with us. And there's no better motivator than your dog. And according to the American Journal of Public Health, kids with dogs take 25% more steps.
Wow.
And what better family exercise than working out with your dog in Canine Fit Club?
Oh, absolutely. I have to say, that's one of the big things for my kids. I've got a 4-year-old and a 7-year-old. And one of my 7-year-old's most exciting moments was recently, she finally gets to walk one of the two dogs herself. Now, I'm obviously
right.
Vigilant, but it was that moment of almost independence. And it's so funny because it was as if Zoe knew, okay, I have a little person now controlling the walk, so I've got to walk differently. So I think it's just,
it's
so important, as you've mentioned in our discussions before, there's also that bonding element to it.
It is, but it's huge.
I
think humans in contact with their dogs have experienced benefits that include, decreased blood pressure, reduced anxiety, and really an enhanced feeling of well-being. And again, it's been found that children who observe and learn the importance of responsibility and how to be nurturing, we feel the same way. And it's a sense of support from our dogs, as well as we're leading happier and healthier lives. I mean, exercising with your dog is a win-win situation because both of you benefit from this. And if you look at motivation and support, they're both critical for initiated and maintaining changes in behavior. And you're more physically active. And I think that's just it. Canine Fit Club is not about just a one-shot wonder. It's about a lifetime. And that's what we're doing. We want to change the world on a vast scale. And being able to really concentrate on the health benefits, both short-term and long-term.
It's so important. So important. Yeah, a quick question for you. What do you guys recommend as the proper amount of exercise or maybe a minimum of amount of exercise daily for your pets?
We are saying really, first of all, at minimum, I think it should be probably between 3 20-minute walks a day. If you're just out and walking with your dog, it's 3 20-minute per day, and that totals up to about an hour. But as you know, if you're a single mom, if you're if you have children, all these kind of things. Sometimes we, as parents of both dogs and children, just tend to like let our dogs out and bring them back in. It, the importance is get up, get out, get moving, and do something, because a little bit of something is better than a whole lot of nothing.
Absolutely. You have so much great information. I always enjoy talking with you. For those who want to get more information about Canine Fit Club, advice, tips, follow what you're doing, what's your website address?
You can visit us at www.caninefitclub.com.
Well, Tricia, thank you for joining us. Really appreciate you talking about this important topic with us. So important, the things you're doing. Again, that's caninefitclub.com. We'll be right back with more Pet World Insider after these messages.
Pet Chats is a greet and treat video phone that lets you be with your pet from anywhere. When you're at work or on vacation or just feel like checking in, you can connect with your pet from your phone, tablet, or PC. Hear and see each other while apart. Reward them with snacks and sniffs they love. Record and share fun videos. Play even when away. Never miss a moment with Pet Chats. Pre-order yours today at PetChats.com. That's PetChats with a Z.com.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
SlimDoggy.com is a place to go to read about all things related to canine fitness, nutrition, and health. Be sure to download the SlimDoggy app in the App Store as well. With information on over 2,000 dog foods, it tells you how many calories your dog is burning and how much you should feed them to keep them healthy. Visit SlimDoggy.com for more information. Hello, everybody. Robert Semro here with an important question for pet owners. Are you a Pet World Insider? If not, you should be. It's free, and Pet World Insider has a lot of great information for all types of pet owners. We have audio and video segments, as well as a library of great articles from pet experts to help keep you informed about the latest information in the pet world. Visit Pet World Insider online at PetWorldInsider.com.